wonderful to see all of you here on this day. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Alleluia. Amen. Whether the weather be cold or whether the weather be hot, we'll weather the weather, whatever the weather, whether we like it or not. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Yeah, right? We gotta weather this weather, whether we like it or not. Oofta. We get spring-like winter, we get spring-like weather in the winter, and we get winter-like weather in the spring. It's messed up. And so this reminds me of the legend of how the Norwegians came to settle in Minnesota. Yeah, oofta. One winter, the Vikings decided it was too cold in Norway. So they decided to spend the season down there in Ireland, where it was warmer. Soon the Norwegians were eating up most of the Irishmen's food, and so the Irishmen plotted to get rid of the Norwegians. First, the Irish pounded down all of the Norwegians' potatoes. They just smushed all their potatoes. And the Norwegians looked at those smushed potatoes and said, took a bite and said, yum. Lefse. Lefse. And then the Irishmen, they were, so that didn't work. So then they plotted they were going to poison the Norwegians. So they poured this nasty stuff called lye all over their codfish. And the Norwegians washed it off a little bit and ate it. And they liked it. They called it Lutefisk. Yeah. So then the Irish got really angry and said, why don't you Norwegians just go to heck? And so they went to Minnesota. That's the end of the story, yeah. So now all of you from every background can enjoy this wonderful weather. Get the best of this stuff, right? Oofta. Last winter, record, now I started to talk with the Norwegian look. Now it's hard for me to talk normal again here. Okay, last winter we got the record snowfall. This year, no snowfall until just recently here. We've seen extremes for sure. Extreme drought, extreme ice outs. That was been a record across the state this year. This year, more than ever, we yearn for green. We yearn for spring. We yearn for Easter. Bring it on. We are ready. I've seen in the forecast that it's going to be 60, like, in a week. So, bring it on. We are ready, right? Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. Amen. So we're going to sing the song of spring. No matter what it looks like or feels like outside, we're going to sing so joyously and so loud today that our neighbors right over here and right over here, they're going to begin to wonder about us Lutherans. Oh, what are they up to there? And so if you're wondering today why there's a long list of bird groupings on the back of today's bulletin, yes, we do have a lot of winter birds or snowbirds at our church, but no, that's not why that grouping of birds is there. What I want to share with you today is that on this Easter, we are just like an exaltation of larks. How did this grouping of birds get the name exaltation? I was really drawn to this because it describes the way that the larks raise up on their wing. And when they flap their wings and rise up, they can't help but sing. And then they fall like this, and when their wings stop going like this, they stop singing. And then they go up all together, and they rise up on their wing, and they sing. They can't help it. And so this day is a reminder and a rejoicing of this exaltation sort of spirit of the lark. The poet Percy Shelley said this about the lark. It is the symbol of pure, unalloyed, and unrestricted happiness. Folks, this is what Easter is. Yes, the story of Easter is from weeping in sorrow to leaping with joy. This is the story of Easter. Our gospel finds Mary in the darkness, despair, and doubt, in the dusk before the dawn. Supposing a man to be the gardener, she says to Jesus in the darkened distance, "Sir, if you have taken my Lord away, please let me know where you have put him, and I can take care of him." And she turned as if to walk away in her downcast way. Then Jesus said to her, "Mary." And she turned with the first golden rays of sun in the dawn of a new day. She looked right into the sun and cried out with golden rays of sun on her face. She cried out, "Rabboni!" And at that moment, that to this day is the sweetest song that's ever been sung. Rabboni. Because it was then that she knew that the Lord had risen. And then what happened from there? Mary Magdalene became the first Christian preacher. Mary Magdalene went and ran and flew up in exultation and rose up on wing and flew throughout the towns and villages. And she said, "I have seen the Lord raised up by the resurrected Jesus," singing the song of spring, of Easter in her heart. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
The answer is Easter. After the 2013 suicide of his 27-year-old son, Matthew, pastor and author Rick Warren, you may have remembered him, he wrote The Purpose-Driven Life and those books, was asked how he was able to keep going. His frequent reply was, "The answer is Easter." In the Easter sermons Warren preached that following year, he emphasized that Jesus' resurrection is the answer to discouragement, defeat, and devastating trials. The death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus happened over 3 days, Warren said. Friday was the day of suffering, pain, and agony. Saturday was the day of doubt, confusion, and misery. But Easter, that Sunday, was the day of hope, joy, and victory. And then he said, "You will face these 3 days somehow and in some way, sometime in your life, over and over and over again in your lifetime. It might not look like this, but you will face these 3 days. And when you do, you want to ask yourself, as I did, these three fundamental questions. Number one, what do I do in my days of pain? Number two, how do I get through my days of doubt and confusion? And then number three, how do I get to the days of joy and victory? The answer is Easter," Warren said. Today we have the sweetest and most joyful song ever sung, the good news that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead for you, each and every one of you. Just as I said to the children, the main thing here is know that you are loved. You are loved in such a big and bold way that not even death can contain God's love for you in Christ, that the Spirit is with us here this day. That no matter the weather, whatever the weather, whether we like it or not, no matter what is happening outside in the world, you can be assured of this Easter hope and promise for you. That no matter the day, on our Fridays of pain, on our Saturdays of sorrow and confusion, we can rise because He rose on Easter Sunday. We can rise in exultation like larks with hope and joy and the knowledge of the victory that He rose for us. This news cannot be just said. It can only be sung. And that's why we sing so boldly and so loudly this day. We sing songs like, Jesus Christ is risen today. Or we sing like, Alleluia, sing to Jesus. I am off on my notes. We sing, Thine is the glory. Da, 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 da. So the news today is so jubilant that it can't just be said, it must be sung. And so we sing a song of hope this spring, a song of Easter joy. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Amen. And now let us rise in exultation like a group of larks. Okay, let's see everybody flap their wings a little bit. There we go, we're going to sing. Yeah, I like that. Lars was doing his. We're going to sing Thine is the Glory together.